With the intermission here in the Music Shed at Tanglewood drawing to a close, this is William Pierce inviting you back for the second half of our full-length broadcast concert, part of the 1976 Berkshire Festival with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. For this part of his all-Beethoven program, the last of the festival's four, guest conductor Klaus Tennstedt has chosen a single work, Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67. The audience here in the Music Shed at Tanglewood is awaiting the return to the stage of Klaus Tennstedt to bring to a close his Boston Symphony Berkshire Festival program with Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67 by Beethoven. There are four movements, Allegro con brio, Andante con moto, Allegro with trio, and Allegro. The third and fourth movements are joined. The Fifth Symphony was completed in 1807 when Beethoven was 37. The first performance took place in Vienna the following year, with the composer conducting. It's in this symphony that Beethoven made his first symphonic use of the piccolo, the contrabassoon, and the trombone. Symphony No. 3 in E-flat, Eroica, surprisingly enough, only calls for a classical orchestra with winds in twos, except for the addition of a third French horn in the scherzo. The year 1841 marked the first awakening in America to the magnificence of the Beethoven symphonies. The C minor symphony was probably its first complete performance in this country, in New York in February of that year. Before that, performances were usually limited to single movements from symphonies. The Boston Academy of Music, housed in the old Boston Federal Street Theater, made Beethoven known through concerts by the school orchestra. Twice in 1841, they played the Fifth. Apparently, Academy audiences until that time were used to yodeling minstrels, sentimental balladists, and wild programmatic organ pieces. It took no small amount of nerve and enterprise on the part of the directors of the Academy to program a symphony, much less one like the Beethoven Fifth. The program also included a Strauss waltz, Rossini's overture to La Gazzaladra, a duet for organ, and a male quartet. Something for everyone. The tickets cost 25 cents. Apparently, the performance was successful enough to warrant a repeat afterward. In any event, it didn't take very long for the Beethoven symphonies to become popular in the concert halls of the United States, where they still continue to hold their lead in public and professional favor. Klaus Tennstedt, our guest conductor, made his Boston Symphony debut in December of 1974. He was born in Merseburg, Germany in 1926. He studied piano, violin, and composition at the Leipzig Conservatory. In 1948, he became concertmaster at the Municipal Theater in Halle-Saale, later becoming conductor there. From 1954 to 1958, he was conductor at the theater in Karl-Marx-Stadt. In 1958, he became music director at the Dresden Opera, and in 1962, director of the State Orchestra and Theater in Schwerin. During his residence in the German Democratic Republic, Mr. Tennstedt was guest conductor of the Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig, the Dresden Philharmonic, the Dresden State Orchestra, and the Radio Symphony Orchestra in Berlin, as well as the Philharmonic in Brno and Comic Opera in Berlin. Since his flight to West Germany in 1971, he has been guest conductor of the state operas of Berlin, Hamburg, and Munich, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Cleveland Orchestra, and the Toronto Symphony. Klaus Tennstedt is now on stage to close his program with Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67 by Beethoven. Thank you.
Thank you.
Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67 by Beethoven. Klaus Tennstedt conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Klaus Tennstedt has been recalled to the stage. A signal for the orchestra to stand with him. Another bow for Klaus Tennstedt. And recall, still another time, Klaus Tennstedt. The audience is still calling our guest conductor back to the stage for bows. And here he is, Klaus Tennstedt. And with the C minor symphony, we come to the end of another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 1976 Berkshire Festival with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. Heard earlier in this all Beethoven program, the last of the festival's four, Overture to Egmont, Opus 84, and Concerto No. 3 in C minor for piano and orchestra, Opus 37, the soloist Malcolm Frager.